This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We got Manny. We got Nolan. We got everybody raring to go today. So hop on that phone and lay it on us. A lot of time to chat about what's on your mind today at 800-228-0550. It's a Frank Friday on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, and KLTC in the metropolis of Dickinson on the western edge. It is more of a metropolis than Tioga. We love every town, small to big. Yeah. We have a big game giveaway tonight. Todd, you gonna come over and try to win a trip to the Super Bowl? Or don't you care now that the Vikes are on?
Oh, I'd still go.
It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I mean, is it less of a big deal? I mean, obviously, you're a Vikings fan. You want the Vikings there. It's a big deal.
Right.
I mean, you know, did the air come out of the balloon a little bit because we were so much in anticipation?
A little bit. Still a big deal. I'd still go with free tickets.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how many people in Minnesota are going to overpay for, scalp tickets now, but.
Well, see, that's the nice thing about giving them away. You know, because you're not having to decide whether I want to pay a ridiculous amount of tickets. I think we have $15,000 into these tickets, so that tells you how good of seats they are.
Wow.
But the same seats, and that was like 3 months ago that they were purchased. If you bought them today, you're talking like 30 for the pair. So, and this is two, lower in the end zone. They're good seats. They're not nosebleeds, right? Usually you win a contest and you're, hanging from the rafters like the No Dapple guy was, hanging a banner. Anyway, I had to bring that up.
They're trying so hard to forget about that stupid.
So here is the deal. If we have 52 qualifiers that are going to go into the bowl to win the big game tickets. And you get the two tickets, you get hotel accommodations, and you get $500 spending cash. And we had the fun deal last Friday at Sonic. That was a blast. We were Butler Machinery and Grand Forks Subaru and Kia. And so now, and all the folks that have been listening to win, now they're all going to go there. And I believe there's a dozen. I think the dozen is the number tonight that'll be drawn. So you come, you register, and so 12 more qualifiers. And then all 11, thank you. Then all 52 go in the bowl. Okay, you got it? And we're doing a reverse drawing tonight. Will that be any good or what? So the last one in the bowl, the last one standing, we'll get the tickets. I can hardly darn wait. Fargo Air Museum, doors open at 6, drawing at 7:30, so you got to be registered by 7:30. So anybody within the sound of my voice, if you want to take a shot, I mean, if you're in that bowl, you're one of 52 to win the tickets, and there's 11 chances to win a spot in the bowl tonight. So I don't know.
So if you're in that bowl, it could become super for you.
Exactly, to go see the game that is really also kind of the big super, a bowl kind of time. Yeah, exactly right. So number 52 should be a lot of fun. Today on the program, we do have, we got a couple of people calling in that have been raising different things that I think are important for you to learn about and know about, number one. Number two, we've got some folks from Giving Hearts Day to tell you about human trafficking and what they are doing to stop it. It's a pretty amazing deal. And those are the kind of things on Giving Hearts Day I love, because you learn about people that are doing good work, dedicating their lives to good work to stop bad things that are happening, and opportunities for you to maybe give a buck and have that buck doubled. So it's kind of nice. We also have Pete Hegseth, and Pete is one of the Fox News Channel anchors. He also is one of the guys that goes around to the diners and asks people what they're thinking. His finger's on the pulse. He's a Minnesota, he's a retired vet. There's just a lot to love about Pete Hegseth. He's great. He'll be on the program today, too. And it's Frank Friday, and that means the following. Let's be frank, okay? Let's be frank. Let's just cut to the chase on the topics we need to talk about. I'm going to start with this one. Carson Wentz has zero responsibility for what fans in Philadelphia do. But I think Carson Wentz is doing more to show people the right way versus the wrong way to soften hard hearts than anybody. And I don't often call people names on this program. I try not to. But this fellow, Justin Smith from Fargo, I'd like to get this guy on the phone and have a real frank conversation with the guy. So this Justin Smith of Fargo, don't know him from Boo, but he wrote in the Fargo Forum, okay? So this is a Fargo story, so anybody Castleton West, you probably already understand why it doesn't make a lot of sense. But everybody else, just listen up here for a second. Here's what he said. I attended the Vikings-Eagles game on Sunday. Everything you've heard about the treatment of Vikes fans is true. The behavior of most Eagles fans, atrocious, criminal in nature. It is well known that this is how many Eagles fans treat opposing fans, so much so that warnings were issued. The team knows it. The NFL knows it. The police know it. Yet nothing was done to prevent it, and little to nothing was done after it happened. Carson Wentz also knows it. Many of you are fans of Wentz. I was until Sunday. I can no longer like a player who does nothing to discourage his fans and team from acting like that. I have heard nothing from him. That's sad considering many of his friends and family are Vikings fans. If that's the kind of people he's going to play for, he should at least say something and try to stop it. Play for? My goodness, he plays for a team, an organization, not a handful of Yahoo fans. He did not discourage it, condemn it, or even apologize for it. Nothing. Silence. He knows it happens every single game. He was in a position to do something to prevent it, but he did nothing. You thought he was a classy guy? Think again. Most of you in his position would have the decency and courage to do or say something, not him. Go ahead and make excuses, but facts are facts, says Fargo's finest, Justin Smith. Do you agree or disagree with that? What he said. 800-228-0550. You tell me. Or call us at 258-0550. I couldn't disagree with it anymore for the following reason. Can you name me a player that has been a better example on and off the field than Carson Wentz? Can you name me a player that has been as bold as Carson Wentz has about how you should treat other people and his faith? And if you can't make somebody listen, Carson Wentz is delivering a very profound message in many ways about how you treat people, love people, and the path to a peaceful existence on this earth, okay? In what he's done through the audience of one foundation and just his ministry. And he wouldn't have to do that as a football player, as a quarterback, but it's in his heart to do it. So, but he can't, you know, the guy that is holding up the sign about Millie with the Carson Wentz jersey. I mean, Carson Wentz can say it, he can tweet it, he can be it, but how does he get this guy to listen? So that's why I disagree so strongly as to that Carson's sort of done nothing, said nothing. He's doing it with his example. In my mind, he goes around and says, that was a bad idea, you really shouldn't do that, and hold that sign down. Then he's being nanny state. Then he's giving them license. Then you hear from them more. I don't know. My Frank Friday description of this guy is an idiot. I'm sorry. I just think it's completely wrong. He's a little too wrapped up in his and everything Philadelphia Eagles fans did to Vikings fans last weekend have been going on for years, long before Carson Wentz came on the scene.
Decades.
There you go. Yeah. A long darn
like
time.
Like almost a century now.
Do you guys think that Carson Wentz is responsible for even a scintilla of this? Does this guy have one valid point?
Responsible? No. Should he use his influence to do good where he can? Yes. But responsible? No. How can you be? One guy responsible for millions of fans? Nah, I don't know.
What do you think, Manny? Should Carson Wentz do anything different about this?
Well, I mean, he could, but why does it have to be restricted to just him? Why not Doug Peterson, the head coach?
No kidding.
You know, LeGarrette Blount, the running back. Why not, you know, Alshon Jeffrey, their wide receiver, you know, or
Fletcher
Cox,
Carson,
the defensive line? Like, why does it have to be just the quarterback that does that?
And Carson Wentz is doing it in a different way. I mean, he's showing a different way. He's giving you an example. Anyway, so that's one Frank Friday topic today to tackle. The other is you're going to hear this all day long. Donald Trump was going to fire Robert Mueller, but then he didn't. I mean, you can't make it up, folks. These people in the media are so obsessed. Donald Trump was leaving Devils Switzerland today, and the media, the pack went wild. Listen to him ask the question. It's pretty good here.
Did you fire Robert Mueller? Fire Robert Mueller.
Fake news, folks. Fake news.
What's your message?
Typical New York Times fake stories.
And Catherine Herridge, who's a great reporter from Fox News, also went on to talk about another piece of this story that is not being reported accurately. Listen close.
Fox News reporting has found there was a meeting with White House counsel Don McGahn and others where President Trump talked about the idea of firing Mueller and asked McGahn if he would talk to the deputy attorney general about that issue. The source said McGahn told the president, really in no uncertain terms, that firing Mueller would be disastrous. McGahn was not ordered to fire Mueller, then threatened to quit, as reported by The Times. Sandra.
All right, Catherine Herridge.
White House counsel never threatened to quit. Interesting. So they got a lot of pieces of this story wrong. You know, it's not news. If you and by the way, this is the biggest missing piece of the story. The president has the constitutional authority to fire him. So if he even decided to do it, fine. Gosh, this is crazy. Let's go.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH at FlagFamily.com, ScottH at FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
It came upon.
Here we go again. We have nothing against it. Came upon a midnight clear. Let's frankly tell you that story first. But we have Frank Fridays, where we pick peppy Frank music, and since the Christmas calendar has changed, yes, here we go.
So now
we're doing it our way around here, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we are.
Curtain, my friend,
now we're talking. Exactly
I'll
right.
Say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each.
Frank, get on with it there, buddy.
He's doing it his way, you know.
Here he goes. He's doing it his way. Yeah.
Much more than this, I did it my way.
There you go.
There we go. It's Frank Friday. So we have a little Frank bumper music for you on What's on Your Mind today on the program. Okay, related to the conversation we were having about Carson Wentz a moment ago, Congressman Kevin Cramer sent me a really neat poem that I think pertains to the point I was trying to make and does it, as usual, much more eloquently. Here's what it says. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely tell the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example's always clear. And the best of all preachers are the men who live their creeds, for to see God put it in action is what everybody needs. I soon can learn to do it if you'll let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the lecture you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get my lessons by observing what you do. For I might misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. This is the best counter to this letter to the editor suggesting that Carson Wentz is not doing enough to address decades of behavior that have happened with Philadelphia Eagles fans. So I would just suggest, you know, no more whining and just look close at what he's doing, every single day. All right, a call has been waiting for a while. I want to get Randy in here, and this on Frank Friday is someone that needs to be back on the Public Service Commission. Announced recently that he is seeking re-election to that post. There are three Public Service Commission members. Randy Christman on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing great. And your choices of music never ceases to surprise me.
Well, yeah. We have the best of intentions, but sometimes that Christmas music just kind of sneaks back in there. As for a few weeks in a row now, so we're having a grand time. Was it a tough decision for you to run, knowing this is a six-year term? This is quite a commitment, right?
It was, and I loved ranching, which was what I was doing before I came to the commission. But ultimately, my wife and I decided 5 years ago after the election that we would wait 5 years and make a decision at that point about the future. And, you know, it gets back to, I guess, probably the most important lesson that I learned when I was in the North Dakota Army National Guard, and that was the value and the satisfaction that comes with being part of a team that serves your state and your country. And so we looked at that. Are we serving the public? And, you know, there's a lot of things that the PSC does that don't get a lot of publicity or attention. But when I look at some of the big things that draw the attention, how we're regulating utilities and making sure that service is reliable but affordable, the safety programs that we have at the PSC, the coal mine reclamation program, which is the premier coal mine reclamation program in the nation, or siting our other energy infrastructure in a responsible way. I really feel like we are serving the public and need to continue on here and keep the balanced approach that we've brought these past 5 years.
You've done a great job, Randy. Appreciate your real common sense, reasonable approach to all these issues. Sometimes they get a little thorny there, and obviously you're your regulator, so you're dealing with difficult issues, but appreciate what you do. You'll have my vote. Look forward to having more conversations about what you have planned for the future and what you'd like to tackle in the way of issues. But just want to get you in here today to congratulate you on the announcement yesterday that you're seeking re-election. So thanks so much.
Thanks, Scott. Let's keep talking in the future, and we'll continue to carry out the mission of the Public Service Commission.
Look forward to it. Randy Christman, Glenn and Mandan, Peter and Fargo, I'll get to you in a moment. I mentioned earlier that we have Giving Hearts Day coming up on the 8th of February, a wonderful opportunity to enhance your donations to very worthy charities, and today is no different. Stan Bartson is here, and Paul Finstead from Unseen. Gentlemen, it's nice to have you in studio. How you doing?
Hey, doing great, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Paul is, of course, one letter defines Paul many decades of his career. The Y. And did a great job at an institution in Fargo for many years, and now you've joined these guys as development director. That's wonderful.
Yeah, really happy to be with Unseen. 40 years with the Y. I took a few months off and was looking to come back and do something really meaningful, and this certainly is a meaningful job and really enjoy the mission. And
what is the mission, Than? What is Unseen?
As simply put as possible, we're fighting human trafficking and its root causes all around the world. Right now we've got 40 million people living in slavery. 10 million of those are kids. But we found that incredible amounts of great rescue work are being done every single day. People that have given their entire existence to simply rescue as many kids and as many women as possible. We're supporting those rescuers so that they can get to the people in the greatest need and get them to safety.
How do you do it? How do you accomplish that very, very challenging goal?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of work, and this community has been an incredible support for the last 7 years that this work has been going on. Groups are really good right now. The rescuers who know exactly who needs to get out, they see kids dying right in front of them, are great at rescue, but they're terrible at asking for help. You can imagine long days, early mornings and late nights with hostile governments, with people who would rather not you rescue these kids. That's a long, tall order. And then on top of that, they're having to fundraise. They're having to find the money to keep the mission going. We help them with that.
And that's your job as a development director, Paul. What story do you tell them? When they donate a dollar to Unseen, what happens?
Yeah, you know, what we do is we really teach them to fish rather than give them the fish. So, you know, we could take the dollars we raise and we could send it over there and they'd have the dollars for that period of time and then that's gone. But what we do is we provide the material they need to be successful at fundraising. We provide the training that they need to be successful. And kind of follow through a pattern where we get them started with some basic things, working up to some more advanced things related to it. And so they can become self-sufficient because really, you know, long-term, it's not sustainable to keep sending dollars over there and expecting that they're going to move forward. So we teach them how to do that.
That's wonderful. Fan, how much of this is a America problem, United States of America versus the world?
Yeah, you know, we celebrate the incredible efforts of our State Department, local police, and the FBI that are doing just outstanding work to stand up for kids, for women, and people affected by trafficking here in the U.S. It certainly is an issue, but pales in comparison to what we're seeing overseas. Our State Department issues a report annually. It's called the Trafficking in Persons Report. We look at that very closely as they are taking a look at which countries are actually standing up for kids, for women in these countries, and which are turning a blind eye.
This is so scary. 40.3 million people, victims of modern slavery, one in every four children last year by these numbers. When we come back, we'll just give you what you need to know about how you can help. And, of course, more about Giving Hearts Day on February 8th. Wow, and then get to more of these calls on a Frank Friday. What's on your mind? Don't go away.
What's on your mind radio.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Start spreading the news.
That's what we do around here. We just spread the good news, folks, on what's on your mind with the help of Frank Friday. And your calls, questions, comments, laying on the Frank Friday welcome today, brought to you by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, the folks that every day provide homegrown energy. What is homegrown energy? It's power you can depend on. It's affordable, reliable energy. And the homegrown part in our part of the world is coal-based electricity. And that's the way we ensure we have affordable, reliable energy for families and businesses, Minnesota, North Dakota, now and into the future. So, by the way, if you go to SecureEnergyFuture.org, you can sign up, you can take action, you can watch their latest video. There's Secure Energy News to keep you updated on that. And they have a neat little post about the history of clean, beautiful coal in the great state of North Dakota. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, toll free, 800-228-0550. And you can also call us locally at 258-0550. Couple more minutes with our guests, Paul Finstead, Than Bartson from Unseen. We're talking a little bit about this wonderful effort that they undertake to take on trafficking. To be frank, since it's Frank Friday, I'm not sure this term human trafficking shakes the senses like the term slavery does. And human trafficking really is slavery, because I'm taking a human and I'm pulling them out of their, whatever their environment, and I'm using them for a purpose that they have no say over. Should we be calling this slavery, Than?
Yeah, there's, I think we've gotten really good at sanitizing our language as a culture. And often what this is, as horrible as it sounds, is it's rape for profit. I think that's a more accurate term. Slavery covers, forced labor, child soldiering, even organ harvesting. That stuff is going on. It's real. And what we are letting people know is this is the reality for millions of kids around the world, for hundreds of thousands of families that are dealing with this. And the good news is there are people that care enough about it and are doing everything they can to pull as many people to safety or keep them out of slavery as possible. We get to work with the good guys every single day. We've got 28 rescuers around the world right now on all six continents that are working with over 120,000 kids and their families.
How does that happen from North Dakota? That's an amazing thing, Paul.
It's amazing. Yeah. We're in six continents, if you can believe that.
And the epicenter's here. The leadership's here.
Everything's right here local in Fargo, North Dakota. Absolutely. And just amazing the work that's being done.
But
having said that, though, all the good stuff that's happening, we have over 70 groups right now on a waiting list to get into our program. And so the need is even more significant, obviously, than what we're able to handle right now.
Their website is weareunseen.org to find out more about this. Weareunseen.org. And on a mission to end human trafficking and the root causes and get liberty for these captives. on Giving Hearts Day, which is coming up upon us here, folks. It's been making quite an impact over the last number of years when you think about that. You have a chance to donate in that 24-hour period of February 8th and have that gift that you give of your hard-earned money multiplied. So find out more about that at impactgiveback.org for Giving Hearts Day coming up on February 8th. And now you know another important bit of work being done by one of the, I forget the number now, is it like 400 different charities? I think it's 400 charities, all a part of the wonderful day, February 8th. So this is a good one out of the 400. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
Anything else you want to leave our listeners with?
I'd just say we've got an $80,000 match that day on Giving Hearts Day, so your gift will be matched dollar for dollar up to $80,000. So that's really neat.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, kids are waiting right now. We know exactly where we need to go. We know the kids that need the most help, and we're ready to send rescue their way.
Fabulous. Paul, good to see you again.
Scott, good to see you.
You have much more to give, obviously, and you've decided to give it to a great organization.
So. Excited about where I'm at, for sure.
You. And Sam, thank you. I tell your father hi.
Sure will. Thanks.
One of the great tennis instructors of all time. All right, we'll see you guys. 24 before the top of the hour. Let's get Peter in here. He's been waiting for a while. The Carson Wentz story. We've got the nothing burger from Fake News Enterprise on Donald Trump and Robert Mueller. Anything else on your mind? If you're Frank, you're on today. Lay it on us. Peter, what's on your mind?
Happy Frank Friday, Scott.
Happy Frank Friday to you, by golly.
Yes, sir. I love your show. Great guest as always. Thank you. I just want to say that I'm appalled by Heidi Heitkamp, the hypocrite's behavior on Twitter this week when she bullied one of her conservative constituents in our state. I don't want to hear anybody who votes for her talking about Trump tweets anymore. He's never singled out a constituent like this. Using her power of her office like that is flat out unethical. And frankly, Scott, if she thinks our kind of folk campaigned hard against Hillary, she hasn't seen anything yet. She's
okay,
going down.
I know nothing about this story you're talking about. Tell me a little bit. Who did somebody comment on her, one of her tweets,
well,
and then she commented? What happened?
The too long didn't read of it is somebody commented and congratulated her for voting on reopening the government because she did the right thing. And he wished her the best of luck in her race on 2018. And she came back immediately and said that his view, because he's a Trump supporter and he hashtagged MAGA 2018, that his view is meaningless to her. Now, any constituent of hers is technically her boss. We pay her salary. Every one of her constituents' view should not be meaningless to her. You understand? So she's going down in 2018, Scott. I'm a little bit upset about it, but I appreciate your show, and thanks for having me on.
Can you tell me who the person's name was that she was, as you say, cyberbullying?
Yeah, you can check it out on her website, Scott. You know, the fact that I'm surprised that it hasn't been on the news is because Heidi Heitkamp's desperate for any kind of public outreach, and she just wants to virtue signal against anybody who doesn't agree with her. That's all I have to say.
Okay, all right. So Nolan's on this, and we'll have some more at some point from it. Thanks, Peter. Appreciate the call. Steve in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. It's interesting, the top-of-the-hour news about him potentially firing Mueller in June, and the forum had it on the front page, and they just
You got the story wrong. The New York Times and their followers said he did fire him, but then he didn't. So, yeah, they didn't even have the potentially word in there.
But here's my point. He should be fired. He doesn't meet the statute. The statute for a special prosecutor says shall recuse in the event of a apparent or perceived conflict of interest. Being best friends with Comey, one of the defendants in the investigation, is not a conflict of interest. That's laughable. There's no way Mueller should be special prosecutor. He is not qualified under the federal statute as it's written.
Did you see the story that lists all the conflicts that Trump was talking about too? Some I didn't know about this business about. There was one deal where he was part of some business deal or something. You see that one?
Oh yeah, I saw that as well. But then, if one tenth of this stuff is factual between these two lovebirds, text messages, the entire thing is a scam. And the fact that Mueller had him on the team for 6 months disqualifies him right there for stupidity. It's insane. And the media and the Democrats, you can't challenge the Justice Department or Mueller or the FBI. What do you mean we can't? When this stuff comes out, they are completely corrupt. They use their powers to try to influence an election. They use their powers to exonerate a candidate so that they could run for election. And then they use their powers to try to prosecute a duly elected president after. All of it illegal, all of it unconstitutional. It's unbelievable, and it will not be reported. We live in a banana republic. This does not make sense anymore. It's scary.
I posted this on a story on Facebook. I said, this is news. Trump ordered Mueller fired, but Mueller wasn't fired. Sounds like a breaking news bombshell to me. Who are the sources, by the way? No names, of course. And D.C. journalists wonder why they have a new household name to describe their craft, fake news, with declining trust day over day. And of course, this leaks from unnamed sources within the Mueller team to try, obviously, and change the story from the memo, the dossier, the missing texts, all the FBI, DOJ crisis of credibility. It's total garbage. Your point is a good one. He should be fired. That's what they ought to. That's what they ought to pursue. Politically, however, we have to acknowledge, Steve, that would be a disaster. Even
no,
with the facts
I get
you describe.
But here's my point. So they're breaking the law not to fire him. Tell me an instance where the DOJ or the FBI has not ignored or broken laws on this whole investigation. It's just rampant. So what if you or I decide to break laws? What if we decide, oh, like, I don't like income tax, so I'm not going to pay it this year, or whatever. You know, I don't like the speed limit, so I'm going to drive fast. Pick one. If we just ignore laws or break them, how does that work out for us?
Yeah, all good points. Appreciate the call, Steve. Thanks a bunch. And I'll pull those up, the list. I learned them for the first time from the New York Times story, which to me was the story. I mean, dig into those. What about Trump's concerns? Congress ought to take it on. This is a mess. This is an absolute mess, folks. It really is. Texter says, freedom requires responsibility. All right. Yeah, I don't disagree. Thank you for that statement of the day. What else we got here? Who's on line two, Manny? We've got a call ready to go, but I don't have a name. I could just go there.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. The whole investigation is illegal. The moment it was started, once they signed a special prosecutor and Rosenstein signed off on it, there's supposed to be specific charges to be investigated. There was not. Therefore, the whole thing is an illegal investigation, and everything else to follow would make that illegitimate as well. Thank you. I'll hang up and let you reply.
I appreciate the call. So Nolan tells me that this whole Heidi tweet thing back and forth, the caller that called in, said that she was tweeting back and forth with a constituent. I was asking who it was. It turns out it was Peter Teft. And so what did she say to Peter Teft? Peter Teft. He tweeted at Heidi. She responded. Then he called himself a constituent, I guess, when he called us. But it was his tweet. What did she say to him?
So what Peter Teft tweeted at her was, "You did what's right for our people and everyone. #MAGA2018. Best of luck," when she tweeted about ending the government shutdown. And Heidi tweeted back and says, "Praise from you is meaningless to me."
Okay, all right. All right, so
wow.
He's in another level of a cyber war. I think he's blocked on some other...
Well, I put in Slack that in his Twitter name it says, quote, "Peter Teft, quote, the love Nazi," end quote.
Yeah.
So that's all I really needed to know.
Probably not a Twitter handle that's going to get you a lot of love and response.
No kidding.
Yeah, members of the membership. All right, got it. So now we know what that's all about. Is that common for her to respond to tweets?
Not that I'm aware of.
You know, I don't know. We'd like her to respond to our listeners, actually, once in a while. And we're asking, what do they say again? She is what? Unavailable.
Unavailable at this time.
Yeah,
I emailed this week, too.
Did you? And did you get, is she unavailable, or did you even get the courtesy of a response?
I got the, it's funny that you said that, because I got the exact same reply as I got the week before. I know. Thanks for reaching out, but she isn't available.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
We get a kick out of you, especially when you just lay it on there and you're giving us your Frank Friday best thoughts today. Frank Friday comment of the day by text, by email, by phoning us up, which is our preferred method to communicate with you, is we can have an actual conversation. We'll get our one lucky winner today, a free MyPillow. And if we have a first-time caller out there, we'll go with another free MyPillow. So not one, but two MyPillows, ladies and gentlemen, for you on What's on Your Mind. Simple as a phone call at 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. And don't forget, MyPillow has some great specials right now. Up to, well, I was going to say 50%. A couple of them, there's actually even higher. Just some, trust me, if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, put it in there. Whatever you're browsing for, you'll get the good deals, okay? Or you can call them at 800-506-9028. The official pillow of what's on your mind. 10-year warranty, 60-night money-back guarantee, so there's no risk in this to try the pillow we have. Mattress, bed, body pillow, go-anywhere pillow, travel pillows, they got it all, okay? All-purpose cushions, my pillows for pets, the whole thing. We have this my pillow pet for our two dogs, Hudson and Herbie, and they rush to be the first on the my pillow in front of the fireplace, especially when it's cold out. They just sit there and they just take a picture of something next time and show you how comfortable they look, because you can't even look at them without like falling asleep yourself. All right, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Speaking of Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Todd just sent me a press release from Senator Heitkamp's office, and this will almost make you laugh, folks. The headline is, Heitkamp introduces legislation to strengthen border security and crack down on flow of drugs into the U.S. Now, 2 days ago, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, that wasn't even 2 days ago, that was yesterday, put out a fact check on the ridiculous rhetoric coming from Senator Heitkamp from the National, just how crazy it is. Anyway, and they point out some very important facts. Like, for instance, she's been posturing as if she'd support President Trump on the wall. Does anybody believe that? So the Washington Examiner did a story, and they reviewed her views and pointed out that, quote, it's obvious Heitkamp's border security doesn't look like what Trump imagines. By the way, her poll numbers went down 11 points. 11 points. Favorability poll numbers after the tax vote. And I have this on my Facebook page from yesterday, just under fact check. You can find that. But coincidentally, a day after all this comes out from the Examiner and the National Republican Senatorial Committee, what do we get? We get a bill that would require customs to improve hiring, fill staff shortages at ports of entry. Well, there's a crackdown. Build the wall, for crying out loud. Stop chain migration. End the lottery. A lot of ways we can fix this. My gosh. They just go for empty headlines. It's unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. I'm backed up on text, so I'll get to those. You can text, by the way, Todd at 226-8503. Or me, 2-367-2054. So I'm 367-2054. Todd is 226-8503. Listener wants to weigh in on the Carson Wentz controversy. Is this a controversy? If one Yahoo writes a letter, that's a Frank Friday term I don't normally use describing a letter to the editor-writer, but thought I'd use it for today. One Yahoo writes a letter, Todd, to the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead. I don't think that means this is a controversy. I think this is. But what is fairly, I think, called a controversy is the behavior of the Philadelphia Eagles fans. But the idea that Carson Wentz is responsible for fixing it is ridiculous. Texter says, disagree with him. Wentz is what I wish more celebrities would act like. Represents North Dakota well. Stephen Colbert's constant insults directed at conservative America. Where's the outrage over that? Yeah, no kidding. We're being bullied by Stephen Colbert.
Well, but the thing is conservatives work, and we go to bed long before he's on anyway, and that's the only audience left for him.
I don't pretend to care. Jason in Devil's Lake, what they're doing in late night TV, I just don't. I just tune it out as stupid. Jason, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind. I got good morning, and then I lost you. Now I got you. Hi, Jason. Go ahead.
Talk about the visa lottery. I don't think the American people really understand this. You know, I will run out of North Dakota. I'm a truck driver out to New Jersey back. I ended up talking to this guy coming on visa migration out of Morocco, him and his wife. You don't realize how much money they suck out of our tax people. He proceeds to tell me that at the end of the year he's a contract worker. He don't pay any taxes, but yet at the end of the year he gets $7,000 to $9,000 a year back in income tax. His children are born here. They're legal citizens. Him and his wife got in on visa migration or their lottery system. I don't understand this world. We got a president that worked for this country, and all they want to do is get rid of him. Are we that stupid around in this world or what?
Frank Friday, ladies and gentlemen, are we that stupid? I don't think we... what percentage of the American people do you think wrap their arms around what actual the policy is, right? And I think stupid is being nice to describe our immigration policy when we have a lottery rather than saying, wait a minute, we have the greatest country on the face of the earth. We're going to do a merit-based system to decide who comes here, okay? As far as the refugees, people in harm's way, let's put our heads together on that separately, but not necessarily bring them here. I'm with you, Jason. Good point.
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.